I'm a park ranger and I dig danger. Dream of it night and day.
That's right, kiddies. Our in-house, he's not an in-house expert of nothing. He is our producer. He doesn't have to be an expert of anything. He's a jack of all trades, as they say. Former park superintendent in Algonquin Park, where they have pure water. They don't need to worry about water conditions there. His name is John Winters. JW, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Yourself?
Excellent. Excellent. And just as a matter of correction, in Algonquin Park, one of the issues we had was iron in water.
Ah,
iron.
Yep. Iron. And you can filter it out. And we had to do that. And at my home in Huntsville, they've drilled well, excellent well, and great water. But we get this very fine magnesium. And it's a little black particle. You can hardly, you can't see it in water, but you can see the residue that it forms, you know, in your sink or what have you. And you have to have some kind of filtration system to take it out. You really do.
I'm going to hook you up with Jean LeBlanc from North America's Renewable Environmental Global Water Solutions, my friend.
Well, he should have got me before I put mine in.
Oh, you have one. All right, good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but anyway, I just thought I'd mention that.
Tell us about the fall color change. We need a report.
Well, it's been subdued in my mind. A lot of burnt orange, and you wonder where is our brilliant red this year, but sometimes you just don't get that much of it. We've hit peak in Muskoka. It's past the peak in Algonquin Park, and it's been exceptionally busy in the park. We were in the other night, and it's a really different world than when I first started in provincial parks. You would get to about the middle of September, and you could fire a cannon off in most parks, and there wasn't much going on because the campers had all gone home. The weather was sketchy at best. And now, with the investment in RVs, motorhomes, rental RVs and motorhomes, these places are booming, absolutely booming.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we have to report last week that Algonquin Park was trying to get people not to come up? It was that bad?
You don't want them on the weekends. It's a reality for the folks who come in those long distances, especially the day trippers. There's a huge number of day trippers come into the park on the weekend. And the problem is, first of all, parking, second, washrooms, third, just getting your permit and moving along. I mean, you've driven for a couple hours or maybe longer, and now you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with somebody on a trail. Is that really the experience you were seeking? So what we have been suggesting now for many years is for those who can do it, come up during the week. It's a far quieter, more sane affair. And if you want to go out on the weekend, pick one of the many other great parks, Arrowhead. No. Just outside of Huntsville. Yeah. Equally beautiful fall colors in a much lesser crowded area.
Of note, Nick and I were traveling down east a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and as we were coming back, we traveled through what the only way I could describe
it was surreal.
Yeah, and it was distinct zones.
Yeah.
You know, different colors were happening in different areas of each province that we went through, including Quebec. And how do you attribute that? I mean, we know that temperature is a big factor, and daylight is a big factor. But it almost seems like each area had its own particular set of rules to go by.
Well, in actual fact, if you look at it in the province of Ontario, probably the first area to hit peak fall color will be Algonquin Park, slightly behind will be Algoma. Slightly behind, and yet we think of Algoma as being far further north than Algonquin Park. But Algonquin Park's on a dome. It's on a higher elevation. And if you were to head to a place like Stowe, Vermont, which is a ski area in Vermont, very popular area, very scenic, it would probably peak out at about the same time as Algonquin Park. It's an elevation thing there. And then it seems like there's about a one-week variance as you move further south. So 1 week later, Muskoka peaks. And a week after that, the area in and around the Forks of the Credit And so, Southern Ontario, the Oak Ridge is moraine, Peterborough, the Kawarthas, it seems to peak. And then a week after that, it's Niagara, and it just seems to creep further and further south. I attribute it to daylight hours and sunlight, as well as temperature. And that's why we can get 4 to 6 weeks of fall color in Ontario, but you can't get it just in one spot. You have to move around.
See, we just added a third element, elevation.
Yeah.
That's a third element now that we need to put in our, when we're forecasting colors.
And by peak, you mean?
I'm just trying to figure it out, Angelo, and I can't tell you that I've got it figured out. Now, one thing I will say is nobody writes much about soil temperature.
No.
And I wonder about that, too.
Yeah.
Because in the fall, when those temperatures drop and you've got a 5 or 10 degree variance, from south to north in the province, it's obvious that the soil temperature will also follow suit with that. And does that trigger, you know, all of this? I think it does. I think it's a factor in it. Anyway, the colors have been good, but probably the best is yet to come for central southern Ontario.
That's good news. What do we got, a couple of weeks to go yet?
I would say,
and amazing numbers of campers out there having a blast. You know, rental RVs and the outfits that are offering them literally hundreds of units on the road. So it's great to see.
Cool. Well, Nick, there's another adventure for you.
There we go. Let's go.
All right.
Let's do
it. You buying?
No.
Like, this stuff costs money.
Yeah.
Let's go. Like, who's paying?
Well, I don't have money.
Well,
good job.
Yeah. Oh. Geez, that's the J word. He doesn't like to hear that. All right, Johnny. Appreciate it, my friend. What are you doing for Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, I'm down here in Toronto hooking up with my sister from Nova Scotia.
Oh!
So we met halfway. She came from Nova Scotia to Toronto, and I came from Huntsville to Toronto, and I kind of cheated on the math, so halfway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, too, and don't overdo the turkey.
No. Not this year. Don't you worry. I got it under control.
Excellent.
John Winters, retired park superintendent in Algonquin Park now. He is the illustrious producer of this very program, this fine program, Outdoor Journal Radio. More Outdoor Journal Radio right after this. Don't you dare go away.